let's begin to bless and magnify the name of the Lord. Let's magnify his name. He is great and greatly to be praised. There is none like our God. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his kindness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his love. Lift your hands and praise the name of the Lord, for he deserves our praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We are continuing to pray for every person who is tuned in right now, everyone watching us, everyone listening, every family, that the Lord's presence will visit them. They will experience the Lord's presence like never before. There'll be an overflow, and they will receive all their heart desires. By the end of this service, every prayer request is answered. We are praying and sending forth the power of God to every home right now in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Manta Ligabaha, Aligabo, Satalido Taba, Rakamo, Taligabo, Sinigabaha, Libo, Satalaka, Manta Ligabaha, Raba, Santaligabo, Rakamo, Nigabo, Sinigabaha, Raba, Santabo, Nigabaha, Nigabo, Satakabo, Sinigabaha, Nigabaha, Manta Ligabo, Satabo,
In the name of Jesus.
We want to thank the Lord for a man of God who is ministering unto us. Just bless the name of the Lord for him, that as he comes, the Lord will minister through him to us, and we'll receive greatly. Let's begin to pray. Liba Santa Cabo Sia, Ribo Santa, Liba Kayamanda, Rigabahani Cabo Santa, Libo Sigabahani, Rakayamonta, Libo Sabaha, Rakayamonta, Ligalabo Santa. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for your presence that is visiting us today. Thank you for your man of God who is coming to teach us your word. Likabaha, Rakayamanta, Likabo Sibaha, Ribo Santa.
Just worship the Lord wherever you are. Bless his name.
bless your name.
Give him glory, give him praise. Liga da da bo si kabayandi liga da baha. Man ta liga da da bo sa liga da baha ndi di bo si yandi. Liga da 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 bo sa di yandi di ba kaya man ta di ya. Mon di liga da 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 bo sa di yandi.
Father, we bless your name.
There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord.
Every tongue confess that To fellowship in your presence among your people. We bless your name. We give you glory, for we will not leave here the same. For your presence is already here with us, and we thank you. We bless your name. We give you praise. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Indeed, our God is Lord, and our Lord is God. Wherever you are hearing me and watching, I reach you with the glory of God. I reach you with the grace of God. And I reach you with the peace of God that surpasses every understanding. The Lord our God is supreme, and he rules and reigns over all the earth. We thank God for making it possible for us to come your way once again. And we are here to tell you that it is well, because our Lord is still in control. It does not matter whatever is going on. Our God, who knows the end from the beginning, is still in control. This morning, I have a message from the Lord. And I want to bless the Lord for the life of my papa, our papa, the Most Reverend Dr. Richard Anyagbede. My prayer is that the Lord will continue to increase you and make you great and give you more voices in the land. The Lord has a message for us. And the message is, it shall be. Hallelujah. Can somebody say with me, it shall be. It shall be. It shall be, because we need to react to God for God to act in our lives. We need to do what God wants us to do so that we can see the manifestations of his works in our lives. The Lord will have you to understand that it does not matter what we're going through at this moment. He, the Lord, is in control, and he says that it shall be. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you, beloved, that you cannot join yourself to Jehovah Adonai and fail in life. You can never join yourself to Jehovah Adonai and be wiped off. It is not possible, because our God is God. Hallelujah. It shall be, somebody, brother. It shall be, somebody, sister. It shall be, because your Lord, your God, is still in on the throne for you. I have this scripture for you that the Lord will have you and I to take through this lesson of it shall be. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 37. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 to 37. Shall we hear the word of the Lord? Hebrews chapter 10, 35 to 37. He said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 27, from verse number 20 to 25, there is another picture that the Lord will want to paint to you and I to emphasize that it shall be. Hallelujah. Acts 27, 20 to 25. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, and all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and says, you should have listened to me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am. In these times, who do you belong to? Paul said, I belong to a God, and he sent his angel to me. He said, for there stood by me an angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, says, be of good cheer, for I believe God. Hallelujah. Can somebody say with me, I believe God. See, this is the conviction that Paul had about his God. He said, I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Hallelujah. So this was the time that they were having troubles on the sea. And before then, Paul, by perceiving from the Lord, told them that they shouldn't go. But Bible said they did not listen to him, and they went ahead. And along the line, they were having problems. And God sent his angel to Paul to assure him that of certainty, they will get to Italy. And nobody will be lost. Hallelujah. And so Paul will have to stand on this word of the Lord to encourage them that he belongs to a God. In these times that everybody doesn't know what to do, that everybody is despaired, everybody doesn't know where to go, what to do, you and I will have to know the God we belong to and rise up in faith and then assure ourselves that what God has said concerning our lives shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. And so, in this life, do not face the issues of this life by looking at the facts on the ground, but face the facts by your faith in your God. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me? Do not face life issues with the facts on the ground, but face the facts with your faith in God. Because your God has assured you that it shall be. Hallelujah. It shall be, because God will bring your life to fulfillment. He said, mark the perfect man, behold the upright. The end of that person is peace. It shall be, because God will bring you to the expected end. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. It shall be, because God is fixing things up. People are running helter-skelter, but the Lord, who knows the end from the beginning, is fixing things up. And that is why his people should rise up with full assurance that it shall be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. God is in the business of fixing things up. And so don't allow anything to stop you in your tracks, knowing that the Lord your God is mighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord. You see, the God we serve has no limitations. So don't allow yourself to be limited in your God. Amen. Your growth, your increase, your fruitfulness, your prosperity can never be truncated, because God is on his throne. Hallelujah. That is why you can rise up in full assurance of faith and say that it shall be. It does not matter what you are seeing today. You don't allow what you are seeing today to truncate your goodness of the tomorrow and of the today. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Our Lord is a yes and an amen God. Amen. That is why I am here to give you his message, that it shall be. Hallelujah. Can I hear somebody say to himself, it shall be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am here to make you understand that God knows the end from the beginning, and he has settled everything for us. That is why we can call ourselves more than conquerors. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. God is ruling and reigning for us, he's ruling and reigning through us to make us victors in the land. So whereas everybody is lifted their hands in despair, you, the child of God, can have that faith, that strong faith in your God, and say that it shall be. Your expectation shall be, hallelujah. The counsel of God concerning your life shall be. That which God has promised you shall be, hallelujah. He said his promises are yea and amen. It shall be, hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 15, verse number 18, he said, our God shall reign forever and ever. Hallelujah. Our God shall reign, and that is why we can say that it shall be. Praise Jesus. In Corinthians chapter 15, he said, God gives us victory. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, he causes us to triumph. So we are saying that it shall be. What God has told us shall be, because God will give us the victory and God will cause us to triumph. And so you need to be strong in what God has said and rise up in strong faith and say that it shall be. Hallelujah. Amen. When we say it shall be, it means that no matter what is going on, like we are seeing in our days, you cannot be moved to be removed. Hallelujah. It shall be because you cannot be moved to be removed. David said one time in his life, in Psalm 125, verse number 1 and 2, he said, and they that trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion that cannot be moved and abides forever. Hallelujah. It does not matter what the enemy wants to do. He said, just as the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people. Are you a person of God? Are you the choice of God? Then I'm here to assure you that it shall be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. God will give you victory, and God will cause you to triumph, and God will make you a praise in the land. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Has he said it, and will he not do it? Hallelujah. He said, I am the Lord your God. Is there anything too hard for me? Amen. Praise Jesus. I am challenged to tell the whole world that irrespective of what we're seeing and hearing, the only voice we must join ourselves to is the voice of God. When the people were doing all that they want to do on the sea to save themselves, it has to come with one voice, the voice of the man of God, Paul, the servant of God, the one who belongs to God and the one who serves God. He will have to come out and to assure them that it shall be. Hallelujah. He said it shall be even as it was told me. And so whatever the Lord has told you, even from the beginning of the year, it does not matter what coronavirus has come up with. God is faithful, and he will definitely bring that which he told you to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am saying this again, that you cannot be moved to be removed. Hallelujah. Anytime that you stand upon the word of God, just remember these four things about God, and then assure yourself that it shall be, that God is all powerful. Hallelujah. Remember God's sovereign power. And then remember God's promises. He said his promises are yea and they are amen. Praise the Lord. Then remember God's covenant. And then remember God's integrity. He said he's not a man that will repent. He's not a man that will lie. He's not a man that will change. He is always constant. Hallelujah. The Lord we serve is a constant God. Praise Jesus. And so we need to rise up with our belief in our God, knowing that my God can do it. Hallelujah. We need to rise up with our trust in our God, knowing that my God is faithful. You rely on him totally. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, somebody. You need to rise up in obedience. Throw away all that you've been hearing and act upon the word of God and see God's hand manifesting his words in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Let me give you this picture story about it shall be that God gave me to share with you. In Acts chapter 28, Bible said, and when Paul and co had a shipwreck and were thrown onto the island of Melita, they wanted to warm themselves up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. The picture that I want you to understand is that when they were thrown onto the island of Melita, they were feeling cold and they had to gather some sticks to warm themselves up. And Bible said Paul was with them. He was also gathering sticks. And then, lo and behold, a venomous snake coiled around his arms. And then the people around had a view about him. Beloved, what I want you to understand, that in life, challenges will come and people will have their own views concerning your challenges. But don't let those things move you. What you should assure yourself is that no matter what, it shall be. Hallelujah. And I like what Paul did. Bible said he shook the snake into the fire. Hallelujah. Because Paul knows that what God has said concerning his life shall be, he shook the snake into the fire. So no matter the challenges that you're going through, I am here to let you know that shake them off. Hallelujah. Somebody shake them off. Praise Jesus. Somebody shake them off. Because your God is still on your throne, on his throne for your good. Hallelujah. And so Bible said, the people started saying all manner of things about Paul. That Paul is a murderer. He has been saved from the shipwreck. And now that they are on the island, because of his sins, they are still following him. The Bible said they waited for some time for Paul to die. But thank God that what God has said concerning Paul will always come to pass. Hallelujah. And so Paul did not die. And Bible said the people had to change their mind. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, beloved, that when the challenges come and the people say what they want to say, remain firm in your Lord, knowing that your God is able. Hallelujah. And that their minds will be changed concerning you. Before then, they said he was a murderer. Then they said he was a God. Hallelujah. Let that be your story. That you remain firm in your God, knowing that whatever he has said concerning you will come to pass, knowing that it shall be concerning his counsel concerning your life, and then do what you have to do and let God be God. Hallelujah. Because in this life, it is God alone who can show who God is in your life. Hallelujah. Can somebody say, it shall be? Hallelujah. It shall be. Let this be your song as you go out and as you come in. No matter what you hear, no matter what they tell you, tell yourself in that it shall be. Hallelujah. And tell yourself out that it shall be. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. In 2 Kings chapter 5, we learn about Naaman, the captain of the Syrian army. Bible said he came to the man of God for healing. And then he was instructed that go wash yourself in Jordan for 7 times. But Bible said Naaman was not happy with that instruction. I'm here to tell you that in these times, it is very, very important to always look out for the instructions of God. Naaman was not happy because he was expecting Elisha the prophet to come to him and then to do it the way he always knows it. But let me tell you that our God is not a one-way God. Hallelujah. Our God will come to you in so many ways. All that you need to do is that be attentive, hear his voice, and act upon it. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't be stubborn. Don't delay in your obedience. Hallelujah. Don't be difficult in obedience. Just take God's word as it is and tell yourself that if he's a man of integrity, then it shall be. Hallelujah. Then if he's a covenant-keeping God, then it shall be. Hallelujah. If he is the all-powerful God, then it shall be. Praise Jesus. If his promises are yea and amen, then it shall be. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. It shall be. Hallelujah. So beloved, what God wants us to do, that always, at all times, let's carry his package of assurance that it shall be. Praise Jesus. Because every mountain, every hill, every valley, every crooked path, every rough edge will be taken care of. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 4 and 5, he said, the valleys will be exalted. Hallelujah. The mountains and the hills will be made plain. And he said, the crooked paths will be straightened, and all the rough edges will be smoothened. Hallelujah. And that will cause you to go out with joy and be led forth with peace because of that assurance of God. And he said, the mountains and the hills, oh, they shall bow before you. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands, because your Lord, your God, will show up and will show himself strong on your behalf to let all know that what he has said concerning you will come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall be. God's counsel alone shall stand. That is why we are saying it shall be. Praise Jesus. God's counsel will stand, and it will mute every resistance and every impediment in your way. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Lift up your hand and say, God will mute every resistance and every impediment in my way. Praise the Lord, somebody. And I'm here to tell you that your expectations shall never be cut off, and your end shall be great. He said, and all shall end, and the expectations of the righteous shall never be cut off. Hallelujah. As we read it from Proverbs chapter 23, verse number 18. Now let me tell you this, that it shall be because it is not by your might, it is not by your power, it is not by your intelligence, it is not by your wisdom, it is by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It shall be because God the Most High is in charge. Hallelujah. It shall be because it is not what men are saying, it is not what the scientists are saying, it is not what the people are saying, it is what God is saying. Hallelujah. And you and I will have to join ourselves to Jehovah Adonai, and I can assure you that you will never be wiped off. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Say, it shall be. It shall be. What has the Lord told you? What have you learned from the Lord? I am here to tell you that stay in there, and that which he has said will come to pass. He said, don't cast away your confidence. You only have a need for patience, that after you have done the will of God, that which will come will come. Hallelujah. What is your expectation? What is the people looking for? What are the people looking for? What are the nations crying out for? If they will look up to the Lord God Most High, it shall be that which they are expecting. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is why in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 25, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, he gives us an assurance. Jeremiah 17, verse 5. He says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. I believe sometimes when people go through certain issues and situations, Sometimes they try to do it their own way. But God is telling you and I that we cannot lean on the arm of flesh, because the arm of flesh will fail us. If you and I can lift up our eyes onto the mountains and know that that is where our help will come from, then it shall be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. It shall be because God is ruling in the affairs of men. Let me give you these last statements as we come to a conclusion of the message. Do not allow the enemy to paint any gloomy picture to you in these times. The enemy will come in to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That is his game plan. He will try to paint a negative picture. But you must assure yourself that it shall be. And because it shall be, that which you see will be removed. He said there shall be an end. And then the expectations of the righteous will come to pass. Hallelujah. And so, rise up, O son and daughter of God, and know that it shall be. Don't be shaken and don't fear. David said, I have put my trust in my God, and therefore I do not fear what man can do to me. Hallelujah. In these times that people are fretting about, people are fearing, people are doing all manner of things, you can stand upon the word of God and then say to yourself that it shall be. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. It shall be because God is in control. Hallelujah. It shall be because God is on his throne. Hallelujah. It shall be because God is on his throne. Amen. So do not be shaken and do not fear. It shall be because God's promises are always yea and they are amen. Hallelujah. All that you have to do is that make sure that God and his Christ is always your foundation, your builder, and your maker. Hallelujah. He said, our father Abraham, in times that he didn't see or he didn't know what would become of him, he still rested his faith on God's word that he will be a father of many nations. And so Bible said he continued to look for a city whose foundation is God and whose builder and maker is God. So in these times, if it shall be for you, make sure that God is your foundation, that God is your builder, and that God is your maker. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Also, make sure in these times that you seek to walk well with God and seek to work well for God. Walk well with God and work well for God. Praise the Lord. In Psalm number 1, verse 1 to 3, and that is something that most of the people of God are missing in our times. We need to walk well with our God so that we can see his manifestations in our lives. Hallelujah. Psalm 1, 1 to 3 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his root fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. So, beloved, seek to walk well with your God. Hallelujah. Know where you have to go. Know where you have to be. Know what you have to do. And know what you have to say to the praise and glory of our God. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 28, he tells us how to work for God. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 28. He says, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Hallelujah. That you and I must work well for God, but doing it in an acceptable way, with reverence and with godly fear. Where are the people who revere God in our times? Where are the people who give glory to God in our times? Where are the people who do God's work in God's way? Then it shall be for them. Hallelujah. In our times, people tend to even love the work of God more than God. But I'm here to tell you, I love God and do His work the way He wants it to be. And it shall be. Hallelujah. With all reverence and with all godly fear. Praise the Lord. In these times, it is for you and I to lift up our eyes unto the Lord and fix our hearts in the Lord. David said in Psalm 57, verse number 7, that my heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and I will praise you. In this time that people are hiding, the people are crying, you, child of God, because it shall be, assure yourself and tell yourself that your heart is fixed. Your heart is fixed on that which God has told you. And you will sing and you praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, somebody. Look up onto the mountains. That is where your help will come from. Praise the Lord. Whatever you are, I want you just to be on your feet, because we are still all in the presence of God. And you want to pray. Fixing yourself in your God, so that what God has said concerning you will come to pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just lift up your hand wherever you are. Though I can't see you, but God sees you. Praise the Lord. And just wave it unto your God. You wave it to tell Him that you accept the fact that it shall be. It doesn't matter what people are saying. It does not matter what the world is telling us. It does not matter what we see, what we know, and what we are convinced. Just like Paul said, it shall be as it was told me. Let our King be lifted up. Oh, Hosanna. Let our King be lifted up. Oh, oh, lift the Lord. Oh, yeah, let our King be lifted up. Oh, just pray and fix yourself in your God and connect well with God. Just pray, lift your life and commit it into the hands of the Lord. Paul said, I belong to God. God was his reference point. Who is your reference point? Fix yourself in this God that we're talking about and let Him prove Himself strong in your life. It shall be. It shall be. It shall be. It shall be. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the Lord reign. And the Lord of God be lifted up. Let the Lord show Himself up. And let the Lord prove Himself in your life. He is faithful. He is powerful. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you, oh God. We bless your name, Lord.
You are Yahweh.
Hey, hey. You are Yahweh.
Oh, sing it unto the Lord.
You are Yahweh.
You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh. Alpha
Omega.
Shall we pray? We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. All will say what they have to say, but you alone have the final say. For your name and your word is lifted up above all. And your name is Yahweh. You have been and you always be. We give you glory, Father, for this message of assurance. That it shall be. And we agree with you, Father, that for whatever you have told us, for whatever you have promised us, for whatever you've prophesied unto you, we say, Lord, it shall be. And we give you glory. We give you praise. Because you rule and reign in our lives for victory. Take all the praise and take all the honor for the people of God and for the nations of the world, that you prove yourself strong, that all will know that there is a God who rules in the affairs of men. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we all share the grace of God together? Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, surely, thou anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Shalom, peace to you.